Testing.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. It's Thursday. Today's garbage day. Right, bud?
Yeah, I took it out.
And also, tonight, the Florida Panthers are going to take on the Washington Capitals in Game 2 of their... Now, I know that this is not a sports show. We got Jack Armstrong. Jack, thank you for doing the promo. Oh, there was a lot of fun. It was interesting. All right, hold on for a minute. What, bud?
We have Jack. I was going to say we have Jack Armstrong.
I know. I'm looking at him. He's sitting right here.
Jesus. Okay, God.
It's all right. Just a minute. But, Jack, I am happy that you did the promo for us, and thank you for being here.
Well, you know, it's like I said on the promo, it wasn't the most fluent, you know.
No, it's okay. You're doing a good job. Here's what I want to say. This is a show that I don't know how many of you guys know that I'm a Florida Panther fan. I was in Miami at WIOD for many years. Well, for 4 years, not many years. But in Miami, I became a Florida Panther hockey fan. I've been following the Kings my whole life. But for some reason, maybe it was the fact that Neil Rogers was so into it, the whole station was behind the Panthers, and the fact that I go down to Florida a lot now to see Jackie. I'll be going down there next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't you going down to see the Panthers next week?
No, not to see the Panthers, to see Jackie.
He's got a girlfriend down there. No, I know that, but are you going to see the game?
Hopefully, yeah. I think there is one game. While I'm there, there'll be one or two games. But the point I'm trying to make is we don't really talk about sports here, but and I haven't really talked about the Panthers.
Well, Phil, how are you doing, Jack? You're General Shaw, right?
Yes, I am. Nice to meet you.
I think you have.
No, he is not.
You have not.
No, I haven't. I haven't really gone on and on about the Panthers at all. I think I've mentioned it on my Twitter feed. But I thought, as the playoffs have begun, and I just got done, as you listen to this, folks, I don't know the results from the games going on Wednesday, but I was watching the Kings in Edmonton. Edmonton was up 2-0.
Well, that's your favorite team, right?
Up until I became a Panther fan.
And you became a Panther fan like this year or when?
I was a Panther fan from 96 when they got into the Stanley Cup Finals, and then...
Yeah, but then you lost track of them.
Yeah, but you didn't follow them at all because they stinked, you know?
What do you mean they stinked?
I mean,
well, they did because I've looked up the statistics, Mr. Henry, and they did stink for the longest time.
Well, one of the things that happened the other night with the loss is the Panthers lost the first game... the Panthers lost the first game of a playoff series... they haven't won the first game of a playoff series since 97.
What? What does that mean?
What's everybody looking at me for?
What does that mean?
I'll say it again. I'll say it better. They have not won game one of a playoff series since 1997 when they beat the Rangers and went one up on their series.
Oh, yeah, because the Panthers have traditionally, and I was doing a lot of research on this because I bet on the Panther game for to play the Washington Capitals. Oh, you put money on it. I did. Yes, I put money on it. And I put money on it because of the enthusiasm, you know, that you had, Phil, for the team. And I know that Jackie she's a fan too.
Yeah, Jackie watched the games with you, right?
Yeah, we watched the games together. And we've been to a couple of games.
I know. I saw the pictures that you posted on the Instagram and also that you posted on the Twitter.
And by the way, we're on Instagram. I'm Phil Hendry, PhilHendrie, all lowercase, on Instagram. You know it's my account because we have like, I don't know.
You got 8,000 followers, which is probably
not as many as some, but you know. Anyway.
Right. So anyway, I did see there's pictures of you and Jackie on that on that account. And so that's interesting to see. And
yeah, tell Phil what you're telling me.
What I wanted to say.
What was he telling you?
Go ahead and tell Mr. Henry.
Thank you. What I wanted to say to you, Phil, is, as I said, I have listened to you down through the years. I am grateful that you gave me the chance to have the sports show on the Phil Hendry website. And I know that I got a lot to learn about sports. I know that there's a lot to learn about sports.
Yeah, and you have a lot to learn about it.
Yes, you do. I know, I do. And so I am trying to learn that. And I want to learn that. And I know that I didn't do no good.
Well, don't get upset about it, Jack, you know.
Well, it's just... But tell Mr. Henry what you said.
Okay, what did he say, Bud?
Well, he's got to put it in his words. Go ahead.
What I said to Bud was, I was excited about the fact that you like the Florida Panthers, and I was very excited about that. And I wanted to be a Panther fan. And so I went and put some money on it on one of the betting sites online. And I put $200 for the Panther to beat Washington in the first game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, I know, oh, boy. That's exactly what I said. Well, they didn't win the game, did they, Phil?
No, they did not win. They lost 4-2.
Right. Yeah, so everyone knows they lost, right? They win all of these games. They win 13, 14 in a row. And also, the statistic, they never lost in the last 20 games or something. They never lost the game when they led going into the third period. I read about all of this. And so when it went into the third period and they were ahead 2-1, I looked at my cousin Gary. I said, Gary, we got this in the bag. And he's looking at me and he's got his finger in his nose because he's not really a hockey fan. In fact, he's not all there, you know. He's okay. Oh, my God. What do you mean he's not all there? No, he's okay, but he drifts off. But I was talking to him. I had him there with me for the game. I said, Gary, we've got this. This is great because they lead now 2-1.
Okay, and they lost the game.
Yeah, they lost the game, okay? And I said, that is so wrong because I put $200 on them. They're the best team in the league. They won the President's Trophy for the most points. They have the best team, and they're going to go all the way, I thought, for the Stanley Cup. And what do? They lost, you know.
Well, take it easy.
Yeah, look, Jack, teams lose games. I know they lose games, but let me just say this. It's okay. It's all right. I understand, but I'm never going to... All right, now we have a lot of guys that get a little too frustrated and angry on this show. I don't want to, but I'm never going to bet on the Florida Panthers ever again because, boy, oh, boy, did they make me look like a real monkey. They made me look like a funky monkey. And I looked at my cousin Gary. I said, how about that? They lose. And Gary's sitting there going, hoo, 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 hoo. And I said, shut up, you know.
All right, now take it easy, Jack. All right.
I'm sorry.
God, Jack, I mean, don't... I told you not to do that.
I can't explain it.
Well, what is the story with you, man? I mean, you're getting really emotional about this.
I'm trying to do the best job I can with sports reporting, and you said I've been getting better, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm getting better to do the sports, and what do? I put some money on the Florida Panthers, and they stink. They stink. They just stink. Look, son, if it's about the $200, I'll give you $200. No, it's not about the $200. It's the fact that, you know, how unlucky can a guy be? This, the Florida Panthers, were doing nothing but winning everything. They're leading 2-1, and they wind up and they lose?
All right. Jack, I understand.
No, I don't think you do.
Yes, I most certainly do. And to have you come in here and break down like a little girl is kind of bugging me.
A little girl. Yeah, how about that, Ms. Gray? A little girl. What about a little boy?
All right, I'm sorry. Breaking down like a little kid.
Right. I think these are the kinds of things, Phil, that go past a lot of people, but I'm here to keep you honest, all right? Breaking down like a little girl, that's not what we say. Breaking down like a kid, maybe I'll take that. Okay, but...
All right, I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to say... He's, you know, he's breaking down like a little kid.
Okay, I don't mean to break down like a little kid, but God, man...
But what's your problem anyway, man? I mean, so they lost. So what? Guys lose bets all the time.
Guys lose bets all the time? This was the Florida Panther. What? Look, son, they could have 100 and whatever they got. They won the President's Trophy, right? Yes, they had like 120 points or something for this season.
I think they had less than that, but...
Well, whatever. All right, so they won the President's Trophy, whatever the hell that is. And everybody thinks they're going to win the Stanley Cup. And they lost a game. This stuff happens. Upsets happen. Teams lose. And you can't sit here and start spitting up and squirting the tears. No, I'm not. Yes, hold on. Yes, you are. And you're hyperventilating and you're breaking into sobs. And quite frankly, you're not acting very manly at all because the Panthers lost a stinking game and you lost 200 stinking bucks. Okay, but $200? Are you kidding? I told you I'd make it up for you.
Why don't we all we'll take up a collection and we'll give you $200.
No, it's the principle. Don't you understand?
What principle, man?
That's a good question. What principle are you talking about?
Yeah, what is the principle?
It's the principle of the thing. It's that I wanted to win.
Hey, man, so do I. We all want to win in this world, you know?
Okay, look, don't turn this into some kind of Corporal Kangaroo or whatever.
What do you mean, Corporal Kangaroo?
You mean Captain Kangaroo?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he gives all these lessons in life to the kids.
Right, well, maybe that's what you need. Okay, thanks, Jack.
Thanks for what, man? I didn't do anything.
Are you going to report on the game tonight?
You want me to still report on the game?
Yeah, would you sit down, please?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I do. I want you to report on tonight's game, Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoff series between the Florida Panthers and the Washington Capitals. Come back with a report tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
And don't bet on the game.
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. Don't bet it. I won't bet in the game. I'll never bet another game again as long as I live.
That's good news, because you sound like the kind of guy that should never bet any sporting event.
Yeah, because you're losing it. You're losing it.
Oh, right. Oh, sure. You would too, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't lose it like this. You're sitting there crying like a...
Oh, you want to say crying like a bitch? Okay, so I cry like a bitch. So what?
So you're crying like a bitch. So don't do it. Don't bet no games.
Don't bet. Listen to the grammar in this guy. Jack, I hate to tell you, but your grammar is so carved up, you sound like something right out of the hills.
Oh, sure, okay.
Hey, Jack, you know what? On second thought, I don't think you should cover the game.
Why not?
Because you're crying and you're moping around. You look like you're going to lose your mind.
What are you talking about, man?
Look, if you cover the game, you can't come in here blubbering like some little kid.
You almost said girl. I know. I'm not going to do...
Go watch the game. Don't bet on it.
That's the other door. That's not the door. The other door.
Oh, okay.
And goodbye, Jack. And you don't just get up and walk away from the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Jack Armstrong, folks. There's his report on the Panthers. They lost, right?
Yeah, they lost 4-2. Yeah, and you lost $200. Thanks a lot for reminding me.
On the world famous Phil Hendry Show, coming up next... Ted Bell, he's had a really rough week. He had a promotion that we told you about, the Easter Ted, and then he got to talking about owning a gun or something.
Yeah, Ted was saying that he was getting depressed. He had a lousy, the Easter Ted promotion went south, and then he got online and said, well, you know what, I'm a gun owner, so you know, because I'm open late.
Yeah, he was all of a sudden talking about somebody trying to rob him or something.
We got Ted coming up next from Ted's of Beverly Hills right after these, well, just one message.
There's never been a better time to get the world-famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. Yes, there are better times, but when will they really be? So today only, there's never been a better time. You hear a lot of advertisers say there's never been a better time. In point of fact, it's true, because it wasn't as good yesterday and won't be as good tomorrow. Today's the day to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com. God, that's a lot of words. That's a whole lot of words. Let's cut some of those words. There's never been a better time to get a backstage pass to Phil Hendry. How about that? It's a backstage pass to Phil Hendry. No dirty jokes, please.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show website. Yeah, that's it. The website at philhendryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year, and it's great.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, a subscription for a month or for a year. It's great.
Hey, folks, it's Ted Bell, and I just want to say I hope you come into Ted's of Beverly Hills really soon. We've got a lot of great things for the family. The Easter Ted... Step up to the plate. Step up to the plate, you know.
And hold on, Ted. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, also Chef Carl Cedilia joining us. Now, we dealt with this, I thought, a couple of weeks ago, Ted. The Easter Ted, which was the failed Easter promotion...
Phil, yeah, we dealt with it, if you want to say that. You're making it sound like it's something you had to deal with. It's something that I live with. I live with it every day. I live with it every night. I wake up in the middle of the night, and what do? I stare at a ceiling, and what do I see? I see eggs with my face, you know. I got Chef Carl Cedilia with me.
He sees eggs with his face painted on them, Phil. He sees a failed promotion. He sees young people that didn't materialize. He sees families that didn't. No one wanted his Easter Ted. And now, on top of the fact that promotion was a stinking failure, can I do it? I didn't want you to come in. And on top of the fact that that was a failed promotion, a stinking failure, you heard me, Ted goes on Twitter and starts talking about being a gun owner.
And I told you about that.
Hold on.
And I got phone calls until about 2 o'clock in the morning from people asking, has he lost his mind? Now, you understand that I'm in business with you.
I understand, yes.
All right. And you understand that when you say, I'm a gun owner on the feed for Ted's of Beverly Hills, people...
But what is this about, Ted?
I was in a very bad mood. I was in a very sad, depressed mood. I'd been having a couple of drinks. I was in the office. I had my Twitter account open on my phone. And I was actually idle. I was looking at it. I got a .380. I got a handgun in the desk. And I came out and I said, people ask, am I a gun owner? Yes, I am, because I work late. And, you know, we carry large amounts of cash. And if somebody wants to dance with me, good luck. See what I'm saying, Phil? So we go from being a good family-owned restaurant. Wait a minute. We go from being a nice family-owned restaurant, and I got Wild Bill Hickok here, or whatever the hell you want to call it, you know, Wyatt Earp, waving your gun in everybody's face. I was not waving my gun in everyone's face. It was ill-advised. I'm sorry that I brought it up. And as you can see, and let me just read the tweet that I tweeted out, Phil. Not too long. This is one day ago. I tweeted a tweet out, and it. Do you know what you're talking about? Yes, I do. Here it is. I got to swing the conversation back around to the great food we serve at Ted's. Okay. Not talk about guns and butchered up promotions. I should never have let see the light of day. And I was going to sign it, Ted Bell, and I realized it's on my account. So this is Phil. The reason why we wanted to come on the program with you tonight is to talk a little bit about this emotional meltdown. Not an emotional meltdown. You know, I'm letting you come on here and talk about this with me. And Rudy Canoza is also joining us. Rudy, come on in here. Rudy Canoza is joining us. Rudy, what do you recall?
By the way, good evening, Phil.
Good evening, Rudy. A long time no talk.
Hi, Rudy.
Yes, hello, everyone. What I recall is Ted said to me, let me show you something. I'm in the office about 6 months ago.
Oh, are you kidding?
Wait, I was in the office about 6 months ago. He shows me his handgun that he has in the desk, and he pats it, and he says, this is why it's always going to be steak and bacon instead of nothing shaken. You know, I said, because Ted would always say that. He'd say to me, one day it's steak and bacon, next day nothing shaken. And he says to me, see this right here? And he makes the Al Pacino. He says, my little friend, he makes it like a joke. And
tell everyone, he'd been drinking, right?
Yes, he had been drinking. I made him a couple of gin fizzes, and I made him a champagne cocktail. And
a champagne cocktail. Boy, there's some manly drinks for you.
Oh, give me a break, will you?
Hold on, I'm not done yet. I made him a gin fizz and a champagne cocktail and a mimosa.
Jesus. Oh, I like mimosas.
Yeah, well, of course you do, Ms. Gray. You're a female.
So you're saying it. Ted, why don't you shut up and let people talk?
Anyway, he's sitting in the office, and there he is holding his gun, aiming it like he's, like you just said, like Wyatt Earp, you know. And he says to me, hey, Rudy, you see this? He says, it's .380 right here, you know, hand safety. He says, this is why, you know, it's always going to be steak and bacon, and it's not going to be nothing shaken. Remember that, Rudy. Remember that. And I said, okay, Ted, I just came in to say goodnight, and I left.
All right, now let's let Ted say something.
All right, thank you, Phil. Phil, wait a minute.
Wait. Hold on, Chef. Let Ted talk.
Yeah, thank you. I don't deny any of it. That's number one. That'll make you guys feel good. There, you feel good, Rudy, huh?
Hey, I'm just telling what I saw. You know, I'm just saying.
You feel bad? I don't deny any of it, Chef. I don't deny the fact that I was drinking that night. I don't deny the fact that I was in a very depressed mood. I don't deny the fact that the Easter Ted promotion was the most butchered up.
Well, Ted, we know that it was a lousy promotion, you've told us. Move on, for God's sake.
Hey, right there, Ted. Move on. Don't dwell on it. That's all you're doing here.
But don't dwell on it. I sat here... And I looked, I had 24 Easter Teds with my face on these eggs, and I stood there, and I might as well have had raw egg in my pants, not knowing it, and sat down on it. And all of a sudden I go, what's that smell? It's rotten raw egg that someone slipped into the pant leg. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do not know what you're saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the embarrassment of the Easter tent. Oh, for God's sake. John, would you get off the Easter tent? It's over, okay? And because of the Easter tent, you're waving guns around? Not waving guns around.
Now, Ted, this is important. I want to know something. I read your tweet about being a gun owner. It was kind of incongruous, given what you were talking about. But I understand. That's probably very smart that you keep a gun on the premises. You have a lot of cash. The fact that you put that on the Twitter feed for the restaurant is a little oddball.
This is the reason why we were upset, you know? That's all the thing, Phil. We're hitting here. We're trying to attract customers into this joint. I'm trying to get a clientele in the bar for our Ted's of Beverly Hills Prime Rib Room, and I got this joker waving his gun around like he's dancing on a table out there in Deadwood in the Deadwood. You know, if you ever saw the movie Deadwood Saloon, right?
I know what you're talking about.
I was not doing that. Might as well have been talking about, hey, you know, what is this steak and bacon?
It says, one day it's steak and bacon, the next day there's nothing shaking. And then he reached down, and forgive me, Ms. Gray, but he reached down and grabbed it and started to shake it. Like, you know what I mean by shaking? You know, you got to shake it off, but this way...
All right, I understand.
Yes, I do too. I don't need the graphic description.
Well, so... The reason why we came on here, so we knew Ted wanted to talk about the promotion, and we knew that this was going to devolve into some kind of gun porn. Oh my God, gun porn. I own a gun. I have it in the office, okay? And for that matter, I've got two guns back at the house.
All right, so you own guns. You want to come on here and promote your restaurant, right?
Of course.
Well, then what's the story, man? Are you sitting here talking about guns and failed promotions? God, dude. I mean, that's like me saying, I've got a bank. We've only been robbed about 6 times.
Right there. Bingo.
That's a good point, Mr. Henry.
Very good point, Mr. Henry. Good point, Mr. Henry. Is that what that was? A really good point? I don't think it was a good point. If you have a bank, yes, I do want to know if you've been robbed.
Okay, and if you got a restaurant, then I want to know whether you've got a gun back there in the office so that you don't get robbed with all that cash when you're going out to the car late at night. And hey, you know, there's a lot of people coming out of your bar and your restaurant at about 2 o'clock in the morning, aren't there?
Do you mind repeating that? Well, yes, we closed the bar at 2, so you're absolutely right. That doesn't mean that my patrons are at risk.
I don't think they are, dude, but you talking about it. Anyway, you know, I don't find anything that you said all that terrible, but then I know you.
That's the whole thing, Phil. You know, Ted, you're going to come into the restaurant regardless. You'll come into the restaurant even if we had 5 or 6 people die the night before from ptomaine poisoning. That's how loyal you are, and that's how depressed I am.
You know, I don't think we should take this to some asinine, stupid... hold on for a minute. Is that Mrs. Keating? Mrs. Keating, hello, it's Rudy. I said, so, Mrs. Keating, she's a longtime customer, Stanley.
Go ahead.
All right, so...
I thought you were in the office at Ted's.
Yes, we are, but I just saw Mrs. Keating going to the women's, John. I mean, the women's room, excuse me.
All right, so what were you going to say?
I just want to say that, you know, what we really want to do here, and I think that Chef Joe Dillio is going to agree with me, let's get us back on track. It's been a lousy month. And
boy, you can say that again.
All right, so let's get back on track. We've got the summer months coming up. Always a great time at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have our fire pit. We'll be seating people on the patio. You know.
Come on, Ted. Let's buck up, okay? Let's look forward to a wonderful summer. Big, big crowds at Ted's of Beverly Hills. The pandemic is, for all intents and purposes, over. People don't have to wear masks. Now, that's something. Because, people looked at me like, man, they didn't want to know me.
Why? Because you weren't wearing a mask.
Yeah, because I wasn't wearing a mask. I couldn't take wearing a mask. And so and people would look at me, you know, like I was basically the scum of the earth. And so I said, okay, I won't bother you. I'll go back and I'll go back into my hole and I'll hide in the little tiny hole of an office that I've got. And I won't bother you people and stink your lives up. And now that they finally have lifted the mask mandate, and we can walk around basically without masks on, I feel a little bit more, you know, positive about things.
Well, how much of this, Ted, is the result of your depression over this promotion is the result of all the stuff we've all been dealing with?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying a pandemic made people depressed.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's what Bud said is true. The pandemic did make a lot of people depressed.
Right, but you don't want to go into a full-on panic, okay? I mean, that's nothing that you want to do.
Phil, can I say something here? Here we go. This is what he's pissed off at you about. Now, let me say something. You questioned my manhood in the middle of this pandemic.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You questioned my manhood. You said that I need to calm down. I need to pull it together. I need to buck up, and I need to act like a man, because the women in our lives, you were talking about Marcy, and you were talking about, you said the women in our lives expect more of us, and a lot of guys are starting to wet their pants and acting like chicken.
Well, listen, what do you think you sound like right now?
Ted, you don't sound all that manly right now.
Oh, great.
This is the second guy we've had on the show tonight.
No, I heard that guy, Jack Armstrong, he was crying like a bitch, too. So
all right, let's everybody be kind to people, okay? And Ted, you know, I love you, man, and I'm going to be in the restaurant very, very soon, and I'm going to expect, as usual, a fantastic steak, a great drink, and a great time at Ted's.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Phil, thanks a lot. You come into the private river room. I got a round of drinks on me.
I'll do that.
All right, we'll see you there, Ted.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you, Margaret, and thank you, Phil. Did you hear what the people said?
Yeah.
Hey, Ted, you sound just like Jack Armstrong. He went moping out of here, too.
All right, I'm sorry, Phil. I appreciate it. You know, and the guys are right. It's going to be a great summer, and I'll get the Easter Ted out of, you know, we'll come up with a great, you know, it's going to be the 4th of Ted. That's coming up, too.
Why don't you have a promotion that doesn't have your name in it?
Oh, well, okay. She didn't mean it like that.
She didn't mean that you. She doesn't mean that you shouldn't have your name in it.
I just heard her say, we were going to have the Ted of July, or the July Ted. I was going to somehow work my name in it. I think she's right. Mr. Henry's right. Don't work your name into everything.
Ted, don't make it all about you. Every single promotion.
What do you think I'm doing over here anyway?
Ted.
No. What do you think I'm doing over here? Do you think I'm sitting here just staring at the ceiling and going, well, here comes more money just pouring right in through the money hole. I'll go out to the money tree and pick a few million. I gotta promote. I gotta work, man. I gotta get out of bed, drag myself into this toilet. All right, Phil, I think he's...
Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, Ted, you gonna sleep here tonight?
That's what I'm laying on the floor for.
All right, man.
Phil, thank you very much. Margaret, General Bud, thank you, all of you.
Yeah, okay. You got it. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, good night, everybody. And Ted, do you want to say good night?
All right, Phil.
Ted Bell.
That guy, as I've often said about so many of our guests, needs a psychiatrist.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
That does it, folks, for this little go-around. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Go Panthers. And I don't know if Jack Armstrong's going to be back or not.
I don't know if you want him to. I think there's better people do a sports report than that.
And I guess we'll check. What the hell?
What is this garbage, bud?
What are you talking about, man? This is I don't know who it is.
Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, yeah.
Goodbye, everyone.